bipartisan bill on hemp production has cleared a final hurdle before being scheduled for a vote in Wisconsin's state Senate. The Growing Opportunities Act would make permanent what had been a pilot program for growing hemp here in the state. The Senate's Committee on Agriculture passed that bill unanimously last week. Representative Dave Considine is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 81st Assembly District, which includes Baraboo. He's a co-sponsor of the bill in the Assembly. Representative Considine, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
We'll talk about what this bill does.
The Federal Farm Act of 2018 legalized hemp on a federal level, took it off the Class 1 list, that we can transport it state to state as long as we certify that it's industrial hemp. It gave states a year, basically, for us to approve some sort of regulations on our own, so we're in control of our own program. And that's the rush here. If our state doesn't get it done by the end of this year, then we will be responsive to federal guidelines, which I don't think may be as encouraging as what we'd like to see on a state level.
And so we already had this pilot program going on. In effect, this takes our pilot program and extends it out in the future. Is that right?
Yeah, it takes it into the future, recognizing that this is now a legal crop to be grown nationally in the state of Wisconsin. It also allows for some interstate commerce to happen and gives the state control of that whole program.
Why is it important for us in Wisconsin to set our course on hemp policies versus letting the feds do that?
Wisconsin's always been has in the past been a leader in hemp production. And in order to maintain that lead, we need to encourage diversity in Wisconsin agriculture, allow farmers to make this investment. Some of it really intense investment and some of it less intense, but because hemp can be grown for a number of different reasons. But especially now in this climate, we have our own testing program on a state level, and I think that's really important not to be responsible to the federal testing program.
And we're testing for things including the absence of THC, right?
To make
sure this is hemp and not anything that could be confused for marijuana.
Yeah, not the total absence.
Right. There's a threshold.
There's a threshold, 0.3%. Other states have gone to 1%. We struggled with that somewhat in the state of Wisconsin. I think eventually we will get to that. But there's a lot of fear about how to enforce these laws, and I understand that. You just mentioned the state patrol and other law enforcement organizations were not in favor of this bill and opposed it until we made some changes in how they could enforce it.
In our pilot program now, in addition to that testing we just talked about, what are some of the key features of how the state is regulating the growing of hemp?
Farmers have to register that they're going to grow it. Producers have to register. It has to be tested. Farmers have 30 can request testing. And the DAT cap has 30 days to get that testing scheduled. And so it's a 60-day window, which is significant for some producers, depending on, but it makes sure that Wisconsin is protected to have quality CBD products made out of hemp that meets the qualifications. The other thing is that it's going to help us start establishing some standards in Wisconsin. I'm glad to see a lot of CBD shops out there right now, but the problem is there's no regulation, and this bill helps DATCAP begin to start setting those criteria.
So that's the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Have we seen with the pilot program so far a lot of farmers getting on board here with growing hemp?
We've had massive numbers of farmers. This time it's in the thousands, the number of farmers, and in the hundreds, the number of processors that have registered to do that, to process. Now, some of them are well off the ground. Some of them are still trying to get off the ground. Many of them are smaller people who are not only harvesting the hemp and growing the hemp, they're also processing it themselves. I have a number of those in my district who will process it on their own farm.
Talking to Representative Dave Considine, Democrat from Baraboo, about bipartisan legislation aimed at extending Wisconsin's hemp regulations, not letting the feds set the rules for us in effect. Let's talk about what we're doing with this hemp. You mentioned CBD oil. Is that mostly what Wisconsin producers are getting into, or there's other things that people have been saying for years? There's a fiber that you can do with hemp, and people are eating it too.
Right. I use hemp seed sometimes at home. Costco is selling hemp seed. That's all imported from Canada or from overseas. And that's something we can produce here and produce very well. So it's the seed, it's the CBD oil used in not only cooking, but as ointments, as lip ointments, some of it ingested, topically put on places that are hurting. And it seems to do, it's not a miracle cure, but it does a lot. The hemp oil itself is the highest in omega-3. It's higher than fish oil with none of the heavy metals. So that's pretty exciting, I think. And then you talk about the fibers that we can make bricks with. We have pieces that we can extract that might even help us make plastics that are made out of hemp.
Are we starting to see that secondary development? We're not just growing it. You mentioned we are producing CBD oil. Are we seeing markets start to form, people wanting to take that hemp and use it for the food and fiber at a larger scale so farmers have places to sell this stuff?
We're going to see what happens. One of the other provisions of the bill makes more reliability for farmers in that it guarantees that they be paid within 7 days by the processor, which is a big change, and it makes it more like a regular commodity. And factory farm, you know, the big industrial farms can't do this. It limits it to some of the smaller farmers, and that's typical of other commodity products as well. But those uses, they are developing. I can't say they're developed, but they are definitely developing. The interest is huge. There are people who have requested to work with Forest Products Laboratory. I don't know if that's going to happen. I know that there are a number of other labs around the state that are privately invested in that are really working hard in developing other products.
Now, one concern I've heard that's come up for new farmers is the difficulty of getting crop insurance in the past and maybe of getting upfront loans from banks who are not sure if they're ready to deal with this new product yet. Do you see anything on the landscape there?
Well, I just got notification from my Columbia County ASCS office that they were able to ensure, that won't help this year's hemp crop, but it's going to help next year's, that they were going to be able to offer some sort of insurance for that like other commodities. I just got that a day or two ago. In regards to banks are working very hard to try to figure out how to come up with a way of doing it. Because banking regulations, it's still a little iffy how that's back and forth between the marijuana laws and industrial hemp. And so they're a little worried. They're conservative, and they should be. But they want to serve this industry. And I just attended for a short while a big banking convention in Wisconsin Dells. Attorney General Josh Call was there. A number of other people. Secretary Godlewski was there. And talking about how we can encourage banks and help them to make this transition. I think we're going to get there for next year's crop.
I understand we used to grow a lot of hemp here in Wisconsin before it was made illegal. But do our farmers still have the know-how? Do we have that institutional knowledge, the extension services that are going to help farmers be successful if they go into this?
That's developing as well. We certainly have that. When I talked to members of the university when we were first introducing the hemp bill 3 or 4 years ago, they still have that equipment and some of the old equipment. It's kind of mothballed, but some of it's still there. You know, and the average age of farmers in this state is getting up into the 60s. So there's a lot of institutional knowledge as well. The difference is that the hemp we're going to grow now is different than what we grew in its heyday. We're not going to be growing we've been growing some, but by and large, the hemp that's been planted in Wisconsin so far is a shorter variety of hemp, 5 to 6 feet tall. It's not the 17 or 18 foot tall plant that we used for the rope on our naval ships in World War II, which is what Wisconsin excelled at. So it's a different hemp crop, but we're going to get there, and some of that knowledge is there.
Getting back to the state legislature side of things now, is there anything else in this bill or maybe things you'd be looking for in the future when it comes to promoting the hemp industry?
I do think we're going to get to the point where other states are experimenting with this, where we're going to allow some exceedance of the 0.3%. We can't do it yet because we're not confident. But where we're going to start expanding that, other states are experimenting with up to 1%.
This is the THC level.
The THC level. Because marijuana technically is above 3%, you know, but there's that level in there that we're playing with. The key is going to come in how law enforcement figures out how they can enforce the laws on marijuana without hindering industrial hemp. And I think we're bringing them along slowly. They've made a concession on this, and we made a concession, and I think we'll continue to work together.
With this legislation that led us to give you a call, now it cleared a key Senate committee unanimously, mm-hmm. I believe. Getting a little wonky here, what are the next steps in the Assembly?
The Senate's going to pass it first, I'm fairly certain.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a hearing on it in the Assembly, and I think we're letting Senator Teston take the lead. So I suspect the Senate's going to vote on it, and when we're in session in the middle of October, early October, which is when we're going to be back on the floor, I suspect we're going to get it sent to us from the Senate. That's what I think the process is going to be.
We saw, again, bipartisan support in the Senate Agriculture Committee. Do you think that's going to carry through? Is it going to pass the Senate? Is it going to pass the Assembly, where you need support from both parties? Probably?
I think so. I think the only hurdle we had was from the law enforcement agencies, and they're at least neutral. They're not saying they're in favor of it, but they have moved to neutral with the concessions we made in the Senate amendment. And that's really productive, and we have so many associations and organizations in the state of Wisconsin that are in support of getting this passed, because we need to allow diversity in our agriculture. We're losing farms like crazy.
Representative Considine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dave Considine, who represents Wisconsin's 81st State Assembly District. Been talking about proposed bipartisan legislation that would turn a pilot program for hemp farming in Wisconsin into a permanent program and extend those regulations out into the future.